Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And about Deshaun Watson and the worst trade in Cleveland history. Can I just tell you, it feels pornographic to be able to say that. To finally just be able to exhale and just let it out. Because we've been waiting for anything, right? Any single little thing. That any glimmer of hope that this thing isn't exactly what it is, which is the worst and dumbest decision and the most poorly executed decision in Cleveland sports history.
The Afternoon Drive, weekdays starting at 2. 92.3 The Fan.
Hello.
Hi, Kenny.
Did you like my blow up right there?
I'm amazed you can summon it from nowhere, because it wasn't like a buildup. It wasn't like something that had been bleeding over from another conversation. The fact that you can whip yourself into a lather in that amount of time, I think, is impressive.
Well, you know, there's a lot of things that are wrong in here. Probably chemically, spiritually, emotionally. I've made a Faustian bargain.
Ooh,
Anthony.
Kenny, which one is this?
My coffee. I wanted good coffee. I've made a Faustian bargain of my emotions.
Did you have a good day yesterday?
I'm just glad to see.
Yes.
I'm glad to see our little talk last week. At least sunk in, although it was 5 seconds before the show started. It sunk in.
Hey, it's still enough lead-up time, isn't
my
it?
My son That's came right. to me and I said, son, you could do this or you could make a Faustian bargain. Are we inside enough yet?
Yes.
Can we move on?
Yes.
All right. Thank you very much. Away we go. Did we overblow yesterday? I thought, I was like, hey, man, I ain't going to sit there and blame all the fans. Mm. It is. I actually had my buddy who is he works the games because he's in the fire department here in Cleveland. We had a disagreement at practice yesterday because he goes, yeah, I heard the one. I didn't think the boos were loud. He goes, I was there too. I didn't think the boos were very. I said there were people. Excuse me, not the boo. When he came onto the field, there was booing.
Oh, yeah. Everybody.
Without a doubt. Everybody's booing. When he went down, there were people who were cheering. There were people who were booing. And then it was the question of after they showed it on the Jumbotron, which was my point. When they showed it on the Jumbotron, 99% of anybody who had any reaction ceased to exist. Again, there was the guy who was 10 rows ahead of me, who was whooping it up and whatever. That's beside the point. Well, not beside the point,
yeah,
but that
probably,
to me is why it's like it's overblown.
And the whole stadium... That guy you just described, probably wasted, probably mid-20s, mid to late 20s, Kenny, most likely. Having way too much fun at a football game, knowing he's watching a losing team. So, what? it blames Deshaun Watson for where the Browns are at in his life and why his life is not on track right now. How many of those exist in the stadium? They're probably 50 of those people, but that's enough in every section scattered around where you got enough. And then they're being yelled at. I every text I got was, yeah, we had a guy in our section. Yeah, we had two guys. They were high-fiving and we put them in their place. Like, we shouted at them and then they sat down. But the problem is you have microphones that are strategically placed for the radio broadcast, for the TV broadcast, and then the players who Daryl said, quite possibly, it was his thought that there was an organized concerted effort to talk about that. And the fans definitely, the players definitely heard some of the fans who were doing that.
There is, yeah, obviously. And there's people who do that. But I'm going to tell you this. My problem is, my issue is that you have this situation play out where there's people who see things. There's a lot of people out there who just live on the internet. And, like, I can't tell you how many things got forwarded to me yesterday by people who really don't even live on the internet. They just have this stuff forwarded to them by their friends who do. And it's like these AI things of what's going on. One, there was a terrible AI one of a Deshaun Watson press conference, which one of my friend's wives thought was a real press conference from yesterday. After he would sit at a podium after he tore his Achilles and give such a speech. And then there was the one that apparently they put in a "You Deserve It" chant in there, or something like that, which none of that was real. None of that happened, but there's plenty of people out there. So let me just point this out here, and we'll bring in Rodney, and we'll go over this one more time at 9 o'clock because Rodney McLeod's going to join us live and in studio. We'll do this one more time here. After today, I'm about ready to move on. After today, because, you know, I've heard enough here over the last 48 hours to go, all right, I'm not going to condone it, but the tough talk and some of the stuff over the 1%, you're never going to control 1% of people, all right? And I know that one bad apple does spoil the bunch to everybody, because there's nothing we love more as sports fans than to tell other sports fans we are better than them morally. We love to do it. We love to do it. Yeah, and the whole, well, this is why free agents aren't going to want to come here. They're going to want to come here. You know why? You'll offer more money than the other teams. They'll come here.
Yeah, maybe not the free agents you want, but you'll always get them.
But it doesn't matter. But you know and I know that there are plenty of players out there that if you offer $1 more than the Pittsburgh Steelers, they will go play for you. It doesn't matter about that. I don't care what people say. I've seen it a million times, and I'll see it a million more times before it's all said and done. We like to act like they feel like we do. They don't. Most of them don't. If they get drafted here, they might feel like we do. But when it comes to free agents, it's what's in it for me? I've either accomplished X, Y, and Z, and I need this.
Yeah.
Or I haven't accomplished X, Y, and Z, and I'm not going to accomplish X, Y,
silly.
And Z.
They're
but
not,
I want to make sure I get this.
There aren't a bunch of players around the league getting together and on text threads yesterday going, I'm passing up. What would you pass up to play for the Browns? How much more money would you pass up to play for the Browns? Now, nobody's doing that because, like we said yesterday, and this is a sobering thought, the players do not differentiate city to city.
I love
they
Owen.
They think you're all the same.
I love Owen. Owen's a good man. So I'm not saying this about you.
Dying?
Don't take this personally. There was a time where Chiefs fans, the most jovial fan base in the NFL, the way people see him, there was a time that Chiefs fans were in a very dark place, and Matt Castle got hurt, and at Arrowhead Stadium, they cheered when he got hurt. And there was an offensive lineman who had an advanced status in the NFLPA named Eric Winston. And Eric Winston went on every single radio show that he could find, and every single TV show, and after the game, let fans have it. If I'm not mistaken, did he or did he not drop a couple of cuss words? While he was
there, and he was the president of the
NFL. I wanted to make sure I was right before I went.
He was in the JC Treader role.
Yeah. So Eric Winston was the Players Association president, and Eric Winston went out there and not just admonished the fans, cussed them out for cheering over Matt Castle being hurt. And as Owen will cite, who did they want to see him replaced with?
Kyle Orton.
That's a level of desperation that I don't think any fan who knows of the Kansas City Chiefs now could ever imagine they would ever be into. And guess what happened? They went out and they got Andy Reid. And they went and they drafted Patrick Mahomes. And then there are players who they actually keep a pretty tight ship over there when it comes to free agency, it seems. But there's plenty of players who would love to play with Patrick Mahomes and chase rings. And there's plenty of people who are Chiefs fans, and they don't remember that. Because when you have a mob of people and you get a couple of people gassed up, a couple of people are upset, they're frustrated, they make poor decisions. They make poor decisions. And they might look bad, and they might make you look bad for a weekend.
How many
level of, you should be so ashamed of yourself. No.
How many people threw bottles during Bottlegate? How many?
Probably 25.
Yeah. And some probably threw two or three. probably looked around. So it was probably the same people. You're exactly right. There are probably 25 people that threw bottles. Well, to the rest of the fans forever, to the rest of the people involved with the NFL, to every referee that came to our place and gave us the shaft, right? Because of Bottlegate, it was 72,000. 72,000 people were involved in Bottlegate.
100,000.
So that's how this works. I did see a lot of people defending Browns fans yesterday that were outside of Cleveland, so it wasn't the normal pile-on. It wasn't just the normal pile-on. I wonder what Jameis Winston is thinking today, because Jameis said what he said, and it was very passionate, and it was very sermon-y, like Jameis tends to get to at times. There are a lot of people who are like, Jameis, maybe you're not the best messenger for this, given your background. I felt bad, in a way, for Myles Garrett, because Myles Garrett's just sticking up for a teammate. But the way that Myles Garrett, the way that he kind of chronicled the career of Deshaun Watson in the NFL and then said, you know, he's been mostly a model citizen. A bunch of people seized on that and said, mostly? Really? Really? Mostly? So these players are in a tough, it's a tough week for the players. And we have Rodney McLeod coming in at 9 o'clock, because not only,
be fun.
Not only are they one of the worst, if not the worst football team in the league, now you have this thing simmering between some of the players, the fans. A lot of players took to social media, you know, on Instagram and with their stories and on social media, had what they had to say. Some are wondering, does that you know, drive a further wedge between a bad football team? Look, nobody's happy about the situation right now. And it inspired a lot of think pieces yesterday. I saw, Kenny, just random Joe Schmoes taking to Facebook and writing 1,000 words on their relationship with the football team right now. And this is one of those...
Going through it, man.
This is one of those situations where I don't care what kind of front office you have. I don't care how experienced they are. I don't care about their background, how savvy they are. I don't care about analytics in a situation like this. I can't imagine the meetings they are having this week in Berea to try to figure out the state of affairs and how to move on. I mean, yesterday you had news that Deshaun Watson's going to get similar surgery to Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is back on the practice field in 77 days.
I think they recanted that, though.
Okay, they
that was
well,
recanted.
What, because they need more information, or they just...
I don't know.
But the point is,
I would say,
the
honestly,
point is
at this
that
point,
we've all collectively written off Deshaun Watson, right? He's done. Deshaun Watson's going to try to come back and play in the NFL. Like, he's not waving the white flag in his career. He's not
well,
saying
he's got to get that money.
He's not saying I have enough money, I'm good. Like, nobody would think that, especially the way he left the field, crying, having that reaction from some of the fans, knowing he was booed to start out. Like, if you're ever wondering about a chip on the shoulder, like, yeah, Deshaun Watson doesn't want his career to end like this, and he's still got 2 years left.
Well, you're
2 years left.
You got to go get your, money. I mean, this is now. This sounds crass, but it is. You're trying to recoup everything that you're entitled to. Now, I wouldn't say you're recouping expenses, but you're trying to get every penny you can. So you're going to remain an active player until kingdom come, because you are going to get whatever you are going to get every possible penny you're entitled to based on all this. Like, I think he'll personally, I don't think he'll ever take a snap for the Browns again. I think that this is far beyond driven. I think it's far beyond driven for both parties. I think that if I said last week before he got hurt, if you were to offer him a trade right now and it didn't cost him anything, he'd be out of here on the first thing smoking. I think for the Browns, they probably would have done the same thing.
Yeah.
So both of these parties, I think they understand that this is not gone anywhere near what they wanted it to go. I think he's shocked at the level of struggle that he's had within this offense, within playing football. I think he's shocked at the reaction that he's had. Again, I just don't think he's ever going to play for the Browns again. And to that level, it's like, hey, man, you know what? With the way I saw him come off the field, grown men don't cry over injury. For the pain, the physical pain. Like, some people are like, oh, that's a serious injury. I go, no. He ain't crying because of that. Grown men cry over emotions. That's what they cry for. Emotional hurt. You break your leg, you might be in shock or anything like that, but you're not crying over the pain of the injury like we would when we were children. You're crying over the emotion and the possibility of you never playing the game again, and then this all culminating where that wasn't just yesterday, or I should say Sunday. That was 3 years, 4 years, and you've come back from the first injury, and now this has happened, and you're going to have to bring back whatever you have if you want to come back for this. He knows what lies ahead, and that takes you at that moment to a dark place. That's understandable. That really is understandable, and I think that that's why it's like, buddy, you know what? This isn't a convenient thing to say. It's just the truth. Take your time, man. I don't know what else to tell you. Because you got to get through this emotionally. And I don't know. I don't think we're the place for you. I don't think it's the organization for you anymore. That's where you're at. That's just where you're at. And I think it's over here. I mean, the contract isn't over. You are still in Browns prison.
Yeah, the question is how much pain is going to be associated with that divorce.
Yeah.
Because there'd have to be some pain. By the way, we do have a little bit of news, Kenny.
What's that?
Quarterback news. The Browns have a new one. They're signing Bailey Zappe, according to Tom Pelissero. So, with Deshaun Watson's season over, Dorian Thompson-Robinson's status in flux, Jameis Winston could start Sunday versus Baltimore. Zappe would back him up, according to Tom Pelissero. That was a minute ago.
Okay. Well, well. Off we go.
Didn't he carve us up? Bailey Zappe.
That oh my was God! That's
with
right.
New England, and Daryl came on the show the next day and just kept saying Bailey Zappe.
I got his name wrong. I remember
post-game. That's when I had to do the heart to heart with Andy. When I had to do that post game,
yeah,
for reasons I'll tell you guys some other time. Not right now.
Now the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Did have a pair of games last night in the NFL. We'll get to that in just a second. Yesterday. Had a chance to catch up again with Kevin Stefanski. The media did as we continue to go over what went down over the weekend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Now, Kevin did have a chance to talk further when he had a day to collect himself. It was emotional over the weekend, but yesterday he was asked once again about the booing in the stadium.
Our guys are certainly supporting their teammate. I understand the emotions of it, but I don't think there's a place for booing players that are injured, whether it's your own team, the opponents. I think everybody understands that. And I also know that's not everybody in that building. So disappointed, but we're moving forward.
And I think what we've kind of gone over is, I think 99% of people understand that.
Yeah,
I think 100% of people understand it. There are people that I did see that were taking again to Facebook and social media said, no, we get it. We know it's not right to do it, but we were
going
to do it.
Oh, there were some people in my mentions, which there were people going, I can't stand them. Yeah, I would have loved to boo. I'm like, well, I mean, I'm sorry, but you have a avatar of BoJack Horseman. I don't know if you're a real person or you're trying to get me going. The other thing, that it was also mentioned his history. And I'm like, well, two wrongs don't necessarily make a right. I'm not going to throw dirt on my name just because I may disagree or not like him. I'm not going to do that. So that doesn't work for me.
Yeah. Though then you bring up those people with the BoJack Horseman. The crazy thing is there are people that will write girl dad and will have their children and family and their Christmas pictures from last year.
That's a totally different one.
And then will say the most vile things to you.
That's a different one.
I always appreciate those ones. I'm like, well, at least you're a real person. I can't believe you're a real person and have these views, but at least you're a real person. Also, Kevin Stefanski is a real person.
Do the sheriff's deputies on the sidelines, this is a total non sequitur. You're going to hate me and you're going to get a text going, what was he thinking? I'm watching that game last night in Arizona. Why do the sheriff's deputies on the sideline need the armband to specify that they're allowed to be on the field? Aren't they sheriff's deputies? Do you need an armband to be allowed? The blue armband to be allowed on the field?
Well, you need a warrant to just go in someone's house, Ken.
Yeah, there are protocols
here. Yeah, but that's by the government. Are you saying the NFL's above the law?
What I'm saying is this is their version of a field warrant.
Sorry, I just...
Throw down your weapons.
I couldn't get enough of that scintillating Cardinals-Chargers game. I had to get even more. I apologize.
Gotta be careful. Some of these sheriff's deputies, and they listen to the show.
Yeah.
They're making their views known even more and more. Today, you got to be careful when you talk about those sheriff's
deputies.
Well,
I know where I live, and I'm going to recuse myself now from the rest of these comments. Goodbye.
Anyway, Kevin Stefanski also was asked, so, right, this is the end of Deshaun Watson, right? This is the end of this experience in Cleveland, right?
Obviously, I believe in Deshaun, but I also think it's important just to acknowledge that he just had a bad injury and you know, bad break for him, and we're feeling bad for him and know that he'll bounce back, but not getting into all those things down the road. I'm looking forward to him getting the surgery and obviously getting his body back.
Okay, I avoided talking about this yesterday. I had a number of people on Sunday obviously say, Lima, you said this situation would work itself out, and Ken called you crazy, and you just sat there and continued to say it'll work itself out.
You didn't
I
think
was
he
not
was
doing
tear his Achilles.
I was not doing a victory lap, believe me. Yesterday on an injury like that, I did say, like, he had been taking some humongous hits. And then again on Sunday, he got blasted. Remember, there was the one where we thought there was going to be roughing the passer, and it ended up being on us. Mm-hmm. Illegal hands to the face. Mm-hmm. Was it on? They had to correct it. It was eventually on Joel Bitonio. But we were all thinking, oh my God, is he going to get up from that? I mean, he has taken, I swear, it's like 3 to 4 hits a week. We're like, how does Watson get up? That's why I don't understand the people that were like, he's not committed to the team. There's no way he's working his butt off. Look at these pictures in Saudi Arabia. He doesn't care. He's not putting himself out there. Kenny, he would get back up from those hits. And I was like, I can't believe he's continuing. Like, this is an exit strategy for Deshaun. Like, if you're not enjoying this experience, like, you have any number of reasons to just enjoy a couple games on the bench. He didn't. He got his ass back up every single time. I was amazed by that attitude that he had each and every way. I know there are people listening going, he's making $250 million, $230 million. Yeah, but he's also getting rocked and the fans are booing him, and I don't even know if his teammates love him all that much anymore. Like, I'm not going to accuse him.
Not going to go back on what we said.
Of all the guys.
So that's not what you were talking about when you made those work themselves out comments.
I said there's so much time left in this, and he's playing so poorly, and there's so many decisions that are to be made. Like, I did think, and I know I was, this wasn't a very sophisticated take, that it'll just work itself out. And now that happens, but Kevin Stefanski yesterday is like, yeah, he's going to rehab. He's going to come back.
So true or false, you have a Deshaun Watson voodoo doll at your house?
Like the Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom voodoo doll? No. I do think maybe some of our fans. I wouldn't put it past them. Two games last night in the NFL. I only thought there was one. Kenny, I did not know that Arizona was playing the Chargers.
Oh, man, you should have seen it.
Guess what? He missed it.
It was a terrible football game.
Herbert threw for 349. How did they only put up 15 points?
Because they're the Chargers.
They had no running game to speak of.
The Chargers are going to Charger. They might be. They might be featured in our new segment coming up at 7. They may be featured. By the way, go back. You have my NFL Plus account, right?
Yeah.
Go back and take a look at the Cardinals' helmets. Sensational. Dare I say the cat's ass.
Oh, they went black?
Oh, no. They're not just black. There's like a red, flake in there. And so when they move their helmet, it looks like a paint job in a car. It's awesome. It is awesome.
Those are pretty nifty.
They are amazing. Go ahead. You were saying about something else.
So that was the game I didn't know existed last night.
Oh, yeah, that.
NFL, just give me more 1 o'clock and 4 o'clock games. I don't need the Monday night doubleheader.
Interesting take you have here. Why?
I don't need it. And I realize the NFL, they only care about making sure they have their audience stick with them for as many days and as much time as possible. Kind of footballed out by Monday night. One game's fine. If it's a blowout, fine. Allows me to go to bed. Two games. Like Sunday's 1 o'clock slate was terrible. It's terrible.
There's like four games at 1 o'clock.
And
on
our
Sunday
game was boring. And I kept going to Red Zone. I'm like, they're only showing two other games. Like, this is terrible. If this game
aren't people paying an exorbitant sum for Red Zone now? Wouldn't you be mad
that they're cutting games out?
Because if you're watching Red Zone, you want more games. That's what it is. But if you're getting two Monday night games, I do actually agree with you, because I ended up watching. I ended up sitting there watching mostly. What the hell was I watching last night?
I don't know. I don't know that you're paying for Red Zone to watch more games. You're paying to watch the scores of games.
Yeah, but you want to see all the updates, and it's going to get boring if they're going through the same four games.
And well, it's when they're nice. Going to get to the 4 o'clock, and there might be three games.
Yeah,
going on.
So like, it's this, like, what am I paying for?
Like this Chargers Cardinals game, like you said, was terrible. But if it's another box and there's some Red Zone appearances and some couple touchdowns, like it just adds to the flavor of Sunday.
I ended up spending the first half of the Buccaneers game against Baltimore with the Mannings and Bill Belichick.
Oh, you did?
Oh, it was amazing.
I haven't watched a Manning. I just check out the clips the next day.
Well, Belichick's on there every week now, which is great. If it's not your team, it's a good time. I tried to watch it a couple weeks ago.
Oh, you can't do that.
And it's not good.
It's great. It's great.
Not your team, it's great.
When he talks football, it makes me want to listen to more of him. And also, it's like he is in a club I'm never going to be in. There is like a way he treats football people that is going to be so different from the way he treats everybody else. I'm like, man, I want to be in that club, and I'm not going to be in that club ever. But at least I get this look in for a half every week.
We didn't know if he was a good football coach before, but now that he makes this weekly appearance,
yeah,
he figured it out.
Yeah, well, finally got it. Finally got that taken care of.
Baker Mayfield got off to the great start, but then it was all Ravens after that. They dominated, and they win 41-31. Couple of garbage time scores for Tampa Bay. Baker, 31 of 45, three touchdowns, 370 yards, did give up two interceptions and was sacked three times.
Kevin Stefanski spoke yesterday, as he's wont to do on a Monday, and he was asked a question about Deshaun Watson's injury and if they still believe he's going to be the starting quarterback on return.
Obviously, I believe in Deshaun, but I also think it's important just to acknowledge that he just had a bad injury and you know, bad break for him, and we're feeling bad for him and know that he'll bounce back, but not getting into all those things down the road. I'm looking forward to him getting the surgery and obviously getting his body back.
Okay, so that's a no. And I think a lot of people probably would see the same thing. I called a couple of people yesterday. There was a thought. It wasn't a prevailing thought. They seemed to, you know, now that the cat's out of the horse is out of the barn, cat's out of the bag, whatever you want to say, get ready to take a quarterback this draft, whether it be Cam Ward, which, a lot of Browns fans seem to really, really like him, and probably rightfully so. 6'2", mobile, Can definitely escape. He's played a lot of college football, a lot of experience, has elevated every program he's played for, has Miami playing at a different level. I mean, I think they would drop a few of these ball games if they didn't have him. I mean, he's played at a high level. Sanders, another name that'll get brought up. Quinn Ewers, another name that'll get brought up. Garrett Nussmeier, name that I'll bring up. You know who is eligible, by the way? Drew Aller will be eligible, and there's another name that I didn't realize. I thought he was only a sophomore. Boy, do times change. Guess who's eligible?
Who's that?
Rocco Becht.
Undefeated Iowa State?
Just saying. Maybe he's going to get the Brock Purdy bump. Just pointing that out. If he becomes a conversation, then I have to recuse myself. But Kevin was also asked another question, and this is where I think he's left. Because you noticed this yesterday, I noticed this yesterday. He was asked a question about why he went with DTR as the primary backup. Kevin?
Going into the season, I felt like both guys were worthy of being the backup quarterback. I told those guys that early in the season. Felt like with not having that short yardage package with Jameis in this last game, felt like Dorian had acquitted himself well in practice and in his preparation to make him the backup. That's the story.
You're shaking your head.
Yeah, the story makes no sense. I mean, none of it makes sense. And this is starting to become a reoccurring pattern that I'm very nervous about right now, which is Kevin Stefanski, as strong as he looked at the end of last year, and I'm not just talking about coach of the year for the second time. I'm talking about having a guy like Joe Flacco come off the street, have that offense hit another gear that we didn't even know was possible with the current setup. The fact they did have injuries with the offensive line, you would never have known it. They didn't exactly have a great running game, but you wouldn't have known it because of his elite-level play calling, which is what we saw last year. It was a great story. And eventually they met their demise in the playoffs because, let's face it, it was Joe Flacco. And the defense kind of let him down too. But it was a magnificent year. And now, back-to-back weeks, I feel like Kevin Stefanski is looking as weak as he's ever looked. From not really having the wherewithal to be able to bench Deshaun Watson despite some of the historically bad numbers. The fact that this week the DTR story emerges during the broadcast where the announcers say that he found out on Friday that maybe he'd get some packages. Maybe he'd be elevated. Who knows? Big mystery surrounding the football team.
And let me clarify that, because I had asked a question, going, why do they always seem to spring it on him? Well, it's a backup's job to be ready. It's a coaching staff to understand that if you do intend on playing him, you should probably get that decided by the time that they come back on Wednesday to start their week and get him acclimated a little bit more to what you could possibly do. Now, these are stories, but I don't know why they would just offer up, like, yeah, we let him know on Friday. You did what? Like, that's my issue. So it seems to be uneven now. And I think we're looking at a coach right now, or even though we could continue to sit there and say, two-time coach of the year, all this stuff, and we will, as we start to have these arguments, you can tell with some of these decisions, I feel that there's a coach who can see the wall starting to close in. That startles me, but I can only go by the evidence that I see. And if you feel different, you go right on ahead and
just,
you tell me.
It feels to me like he does not have any more power today in that organization than he had the day he walked through the door. And that is not how this league works. I mean, I've brought out countless times guys like, say, Sean Payton walked into the league, was a highfalutin OC, got that head coaching job at a young age, and then him and Drew Brees and their partnership took that team to the next level, and next thing you know, he was running the whole organization. It was Sean Payton.
Yeah.
Is Kevin Stefanski running this organization with two coach of the years?
I think he's lost power.
No, I mean, think about that.
We discussed that a few weeks ago.
Think about late in the offseason, he got his extension, and then they announced the extension at the exact same time as Andrew Berry, and I'm like, that's not good for Kevin.
Well, they wanted that a lockstep, didn't they? Didn't they want it a lockstep? I'm asking.
I have no idea.
Don't they?
I have no idea. But the reason
Who's they, though? The coach and the GM or the ownership? Because I don't know that anybody ever asked the coach, hey, do you want to be extended at the same time as the GM? You're right, Anthony. I think it makes him look weaker now that he hasn't gained any power.
And I'll be honest, that contract extension might mean nothing. I mean, this is the NFL. It's not just Haslam's. We pay attention to the Browns. There are plenty of coaches around the league that lose their job after getting extensions.
Sirianni went to the Super Bowl, and he's been on the hot seat
since. Yeah, and had they have lost to the Browns, he might have been fired.
Yeah.
And that game was not going all that pretty for him.
So, again, we've seen these signs before where they start to make these decisions that seem to be uneven. Again, the play calling on Sunday, I said it was as bad. Like, if it weren't for the whole thing with Deshaun Watson, the play calling was as piecemeal, picky part, trying to figure out something as I've ever seen. And so there is one thought to it where you lose Deshaun Watson. Maybe he really is the only coach in the NFL that needs a bad quarterback to play. I'm not sure. Maybe this calms everything down.
By the way,
maybe
he will 100% get another head coaching job.
Well,
he will, no matter, they could lose the rest of their games this year. Stefanski will be a head coach.
Well, if they lose the rest of their games, they finish 1-16.
I think people will put that on the Browns. They'll put it on Deshaun Watson. They'll put it on the ownership.
If they want to hire a guy bad enough, they will absolutely do that. That's true.
Look at what he did with every single quarterback. I mean, he was winning games. He made Jacoby Brissett look good. Obviously, Baker was putting up, seventh? He was ranked seventh in many different metrics when he was the quarterback. P.J. Walker you won games with. DTR you won games with. Like, he's going to get a head coaching job again in the NFL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.